Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 10, 1804. The buffalo herd moves on. One last attempt is made to harvest more meat in the frigid temperatures, but without much success. Today's entry reads,
"A very cold day. The thermometer today at 10 and 11 degrees below zero. Captain Lewis returned today at 12 o'clock, leaving six men at the camp to prepare the meat for to pack. Four horse loads came in. Captain Lewis had a cold, disagreeable night last night in the snow on a cold point with one small blanket. The buffalo crossed the river below in immense herds without breaking in. Only two buffalo killed today, one of which was too poor to skin. The men, which was frostbit, is getting better. Captain William Clark, December 10, 1804.
We must remember that the men of the Corps were dressed in canvas at this point. They had not had time to make buffalo robes or any heavy articles of clothing against the harsh winter. That may have been the next project, but in the meantime, we salute these tough frontiersmen who truly seemed undaunted. The Plains Indians who hunted the buffalo with bow and arrow not only consumed the meat, but used almost every part of the buffalo to provide the necessities of their way of life. Tendon served as sinew for sewing, rawhide was turned into moccasins, bull boats, and shields, and interestingly, the bones made excellent paintbrushes, among other items. Monday, the temperature just keeps dropping.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.